Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about self-realization. We're living in special times where plenty of people want to realize their potential. They're using different methods in order to do it, trying to take their life to the best possible place they can. We'd like to talk about this inner feeling that's leading us to a better life. Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, I see plenty of people around me that are drawn to the many methods and advices that tell us how to realize ourselves, how to find this inner force inside of you that you can realize and do different things with it. You can do anything. You can influence, change, give of yourself. And this with the help of different methods and tools that will allow you to overcome your fears and to really realize yourself big time. For example, you're promised to be the best version of yourself, to live your life to the fullest, to achieve everything that you can. These are the different kinds of promises that we hear that really attract many people. And so we'd like to ask, as a person who feels this desire, that feels this potential that exists inside of him, how can we really realize it in the best possible way? And maybe start with the question of, why do you think it's happening nowadays that thousands of people are flowing to these different kinds of methods? What's awakening inside of us? Well, I'd say that in each and every generation, people wanted to realize themselves only according to the measure of the development of that generation. Suppose I was born 1,500 years ago to a father who was a farmer with sheep or cows. And so I understood that besides my village where we live, there's nothing. Also, I didn't see anything on TV. I didn't hear about it on the radio. I didn't know that there is a big, broad world. But the entire world is what I see right here in front of me. And so, in this framework, I understand what my place is, what am I supposed to do, how am I supposed to be. 10 or 15 years ago, on one of my travels, I was in Ireland, and I stumbled upon this village with my car, and I talked to this 30, 35-year-old person, maybe 40, I don't think so. And when I talked to him, it was this tiny village, you know, along the road, along the roadside. And I understood that he never left this place, ever. I traveled almost around the entire world, and he didn't feel that he's supposed to. He's living a normal life, home, wife, family. You can see it on him. But to even leave his village, he says, if you'll keep going, then you'll reach this and this city. I can't exactly remember the name. But he himself, he didn't know how to explain more than what's on the way and what he's saying. He never went in that direction, meaning at all. I live my life. So this is what people that lived according to their development back then, this is what they felt. Today it's a bit different. People want to travel and go and see. And also, not necessarily, I see that the younger generation, they're changing. They no longer want to run after something. They want to run inside their smartphones in the web. And why should I buy a ticket and fly and do something here, something there? I don't need it. I sit wherever is convenient for me. I have my pizza, cola, ice cream. That's all I need. And my little screen. And so I travel everywhere. And I can realize myself this way. Meaning in every generation, or every generation, they have a dream of their own, a demand of their own, an understanding of what realization is of their own. But still, it's all in the framework of this world. Moving less, moving more. It doesn't matter that much. What matters is just one thing, is what they're doing, are they doing it within the framework of their life right here? And then every generation has a realization of their own, both in terms of the style and the boundaries of what they want. Whereas the desire that's awakening in people in our generation, and it's happening in many people, that they don't want to settle for the boundaries of this world. Doesn't matter how I turn the world or how the world turns me. I'm already familiar with this framework. I know it from TV, from my computer, from this entire internet. I know what's going on here. I don't want to see my realization in that, because what will I have as a result? That I'll better know how people come together or part? What will I have as a result of knowing what's happening in every part of our globe? Maybe joy, success, also the joy, the success within the framework of this world, within the boundaries of this relatively short, well, not short, but finite life. I don't feel that there is any kind of realization worthwhile investing in. Everything comes to an end, and a person feels already at childhood, and we know that this is something that even exists in little children, that they're asking, why are we living? Why do we die, and so on? What happens after death? And afterwards, we don't want to think about it, so we suppress these questions. But all in all, many people are in despair, in depression, and they don't want to realize themselves just in order to be happy. Those people that I see that study these different techniques, what's appealing to them is that someone tells them, you, as a person who feels meaningless, that feels that he doesn't contribute anything really meaningful to society, I'll help you discover what's unique about you, because there is something unique about you that no one else has, and I'll help you develop it and be all that you can. And this promise is really appealing to people. What can it really give me? It can allow you to be unique. So if I want to be an artist, then, okay, they can develop this inclination in me, or a pianist. But I don't want to succeed in this framework at all, because I see in advance that it comes to an end and it suppresses me. I want to know not how I fulfill my life, but what is life for? What happens after life? And here there are many people. This is why I'm talking this way, that there are many people in our world that, therefore, we have to give them an answer. And the answer is something that only the wisdom of Kabbalah can give you, because it talks about the attainment of the upper world. As it says, you shall see your world in your lifetime, meaning that there is another world that you can see here in your lifetime, meaning that your body lives in this world, however it lives, and you can already reveal a different degree, a different level in life, a higher level. And it's all up to you. And you don't have to wait to die, and then you'll feel something, if you'll feel something at all. But right here and right now. And therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah offers a person to realize himself if he has the desire to really know what is man living for. Not to simply fulfill himself, realize himself in a nice way within the boundaries of this life that for sure will come to an end. But, as it says, you shall see your world in your lifetime, meaning the upper, spiritual, the next world that will come after we finish our life here. So that place in people that feels that there's a certain force, a certain potential that I didn't discover, didn't realize yet. Well, if a person wants that, then sure, you have to give them what they want. Then all of these different courses for self-realization, sure. they should do it. The wisdom of Kabbalah says you have to go with the person, meaning give a person what that person wants, the way he wants to realize himself. He wants to realize himself in the corporeal life, to be more than everyone, and so on. Please do it. Go ahead. Sure, it's preferable that by doing it he won't hurt or harm others, but if he wants to know what the meaning of life is, which is above our life, what are we living for, that you already have to discover the reason for this life, then you have to reveal it to him. So what I wanted to understand is, can the wisdom of Kabbalah answer this need in me to realize this unique force that exists in me, to realize who I am? Like the coaches say, to realize yourself to the fullest. Maybe the wisdom of Kabbalah will give me a shortcut to reach these things. No, the wisdom of Kabbalah completely does not relate to a person's realization in this world. It doesn't want to take him through things quickly and to show him that this world is worthless. No, you have a desire, please use it. When you reach a state where, let's call it, you're despaired of everything that you have in this world, your desire, in other words, grew beyond this world, above it. You already want to discover the next degree, where everything that you will receive in your five senses does not satisfy you, that you really disapprove of it, you disagree with it. Then the wisdom of Kabbalah is for you, and it elevates you to a different level, to an opposite world, to a different world. When you look at the world today, do you see that there are more and more people that are advancing in the direction of this feeling? Of course, 30 or 40 years ago, suppose when I became engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah about 45 years ago, I didn't see that people are asking these questions at all, or that they're interested in it in any way, but a bit here, a bit there, and also they asked about it from the point of view of mysticism, telling the future, how many children will I have, who will I get married with, and so on. They came to the wisdom of Kabbalah with these kinds of questions, or why does it say this in the Torah, or that in the Torah, or who said what to whom, and things like that. And also people were still tied to the source texts. And so there were different such questions, like about David and Bathsheba and things that happened there and so on. Whereas 20 years later, actually in 1985 more or less and on, a new generation started that no longer asked about the Tanakh. They didn't care about what it says there. They didn't even know about what it says there. And they didn't really want to realize themselves in this world in different achievements. And since 1990, then really a new generation began that really wanted to discover the meaning of life. And precisely that, were you to offer them instead of that, we will find out how to tell the future. I don't think that most of them would stay. To tell the future, what is that? To play cards? To play around with a crystal ball? Their desire was already above that. And different such things. Meaning, not to do different tricks or anything of the kind, but to seriously, they wanted to know the sources of life, the meaning of life, the purpose of life, and to seriously attain it. Not that you'll tell us that you're smart and you're telling us and we're listening and we're inspired with what you're telling us and with you. but really the desire to already attain. I want to summarize what I understood until now. I understand that the desire to realize myself is expressed on two levels or in two ways. There's the level on which a person, in which a person feels that he has this inner unrealized potential and uses different methods that the world offers in order to find his inner potential and to realize it. It could bring him to succeed in his relationships, in his career, in business. It could bring him to a feeling of inner wholeness and completeness, a thousand different achievements, this one level. And there's another higher level that you're talking about, where you're saying that the wisdom of Kabbalah does not deal with self-realization on that level, but it deals with a person's self-realization on a much higher and broader level, which you call to discover the meaning of life, the sources of life, to achieve the goal of life. So, is it correct the difference between these two levels of self-realization? Yes. So now I want to understand, if I realize myself to the fullest by the wisdom of Kabbalah, by the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah, what kind of achievements can I reach that I can't reach through other self-realization methods which aren't the wisdom of Kabbalah? What does the wisdom of Kabbalah bring me to in my self-realization, and as opposed to other methods? So, first of all, besides the wisdom of Kabbalah, all other methods, they help you realize yourself within the boundaries of this world to boast yourself in the eyes of others. Meaning what? That you'll be respected, that you'll seem great, that you look smart, that people will point at you and say, oh, and so on. This is actually what you'll be able to achieve through different other methods of different kinds, the different kinds of coaching and so on. This is how they're built. This is what they're based on. And this is how they pull people, that a person wants to look good in the eyes of others, to be greater than others. Not the wisdom of Kabbalah. It doesn't give you this, but to the contrary, the more you're engaged in it, the more you'll suffer from others. This is how it works on the people that are adhered to it, so that practically they'll be despised by the public. And this is in order for only those people that are devoted to its goal, to its purpose, will connect to it, which is to discover the purpose of life, the meaning of life, the force that controls life, the Creator. And this, first of all, makes a big separation between those people that came to the wisdom of Kabbalah and then leave it, because they see that it's not about what they wanted. Because here they won't be able to become smart in the eyes of others, successful in the eyes of others, all the more rich. They won't reveal the future. They won't act before everyone as though that they're special in something. And therefore, they leave. They leave. And those that stay, and they are few, they stay, even though that they're being disrespected, they're not appreciated, they're even threatened and whatnot, because they seem very strange in our world, that they're not yearning for the same goals as all other people do, that it's clear to everyone that that's preferable. Money, honor, knowledge, power, whatnot. Everyone wants it. What's bad about it? What do we want for our children and so on? No. Those people, they got a different kind of desire. And they want to really know and attain something which is the secret of life, that the secret of life is above their life, not in this corporeal life. And therefore, they devote themselves to this wisdom. It's not easy. It's hard. It takes many years that they have to invest in it. But still, they can't leave. They can't leave because anything that draws them to the ego, to become greater, to become smarter in the eyes of everyone, to the so-called corporeal property assets, they can't stand that. And of course, they want to feel good and comfortable and that nothing will stand in their way, but especially in what regards their spiritual work. So self-realization, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, what is that? To discover the upper force that controls our life. And practically wise, what does it mean? This is what it is? Because we're controlled. It's clear to us that our nature, that we're controlled, that we're in a state where any movement of ours, any thought of ours, suddenly we want something, suddenly we do something, suddenly we're alive. We don't choose whether to be born or not. We don't choose anything. And this brings us to a very simple decision, a very simple conclusion, that all in all, I am a creature that is controlled by the upper force. Upper, it means that it is higher than I am, that controls me and does everything with me, to me. So much so that I'm not even aware of it. But this is how it controls me, because I have no idea what will happen the next moment, and I somehow exist, and this is how I'm taken through life. So in such a reality, what does it mean to realize my potential? I don't want to agree to it. This is what these people, these unique people want, those that want to rise above this world. They disagree with the upper force, simply toying with them. I want to know. This is called, my sons have defeated me. They don't want to be controlled by the upper force. No, they want to get to know him. They want to know how he controls them, and so much so that they want to control him. So from what I know, the wisdom of Kabbalah is actually intended for every person, for the masses. The masses still haven't reached this desire. They still have to develop. There are always pioneers. So you're talking about the pioneers who are the first to be drawn to... Yeah, I'm telling you, 40 years ago, even they didn't exist, and today they do, and in the masses. Suppose our organization around the world has maybe millions of people, but 30 or 40 years ago, there were a few dozens. I want to understand, what does it mean that a person discovers that he is controlled by the upper force and he reveals this force and starts understanding how this force controls him and even gets the ability to control this force? What is his life like if he reaches this degree of inner development? He changes himself, improves himself, so much so that he can control the upper force. That's called, my sons have defeated me. What is this change about? That he knows how to control his life, the flow of life, in order to bring himself to the truly good state. What is that? That he brings all of creation, that he pulls it to the safest and best possible state. I don't understand. To a state where the force of connection and love will dwell in all of reality. That person causes this to happen, yes, but the force of love and bestowal will dwell in the world. He sees his self-realization in that, yes. Why does he see that as his self-realization? Because he did it. He brought mankind to the peak of their existence. And according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, what is it? Unconditional love. Love another as thyself. adhesion between all of the created beings and the upper force. So let's see if I understand. The upper force is a force of connection and love, and we have to advance all mankind to a state where this force dwells among everyone. That person that feels the need to realize himself and really wants to break through all the boundaries and reaches the wisdom of Kabbalah and succeeds in realizing himself actually becomes the mediator, the transition between the upper force and all the created beings, causing this upper force to dwell among everyone? Yes. This is a person's complete realization? Yes. Suppose a person does it. What did it change in his day-to-day life? He gets up in the morning. What is he thinking about? How is he different from other people? He has reached the understanding of the source of life, its recognition, the source of all of reality. He's above this world in the different laws of the upper nature, and he's unlimited. He feels what eternity, wholeness, and perfection means, words that we don't understand. And he attains all of this. He comes out from under the boundaries of life and death, the limitedness of this world. He has reached the recognition of eternity, in short. And everyone realizes themselves in a unique way? Yes, everyone in a unique way of their own realizes him or herself, because everyone has their own desire and understanding. So if I feel that I want to be the best version of myself or to realize my life in the highest possible way, what do I have to ask myself in order to choose what method should I study? You have to ask yourself, how can I be most beneficial to mankind? This is what you start with, from love of the created beings to love of the Creator. This is how you develop. Dr. Lightman, thank you very, very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. And until next time, we wish you all the best.